You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Where's our theme song? There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. It is South Park. Welcome, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here first cause, of course.
Of course.
To deliver you the best in after-show entertainment, which is, of course, South Park, the after-show here on AfterBuzz TV. For a cause for applause. I think that deserves some applause. We'll definitely talk about Dr. Seuss and the references to that. I clearly cannot rhyme like Dr. Seuss. I hope Steven can. Anyway, I am Phil Svitek, filling in for John Barrett, Jack Waz, and Kira Batte, because they were out trick-or-treating. And meanwhile, I'm joined by
Stephen Lemieux. I'm filling in for the fourth person who's never on the show, so I'm just here.
There you go. So I want to start with your overall impressions, because I really love this episode. It was very different in some sense for me, but it was very cerebral. But just all the stuff that they managed to fit into one episode and the depths they went to. And my favorite part was the Dr. Seuss part.
I liked the Dr. Seuss part. It kind of caught me off guard, which is always a good thing with South Park. I just feel like they did fit a lot into the story arc with that. But the episode could have ended like 3 minutes before it did. I don't know. I didn't like the ending. I thought it should have ended like before Jesus took the human growth hormone and went on to, into that.
All right, well, let's talk about WWJD.
What would he do?
What would... first off, let's start... obviously, you're a huge fanatic of South Park. Let's start with the history of Jesus on this show.
Okay, so Jesus has been an assassin and shoved knives through people's throats. He's been the counselor for Satan and Saddam's relationship. He's done a lot of shit.
Yeah, they just have no shame. And you joked about it. You thought HGH might have been Holy Ghost hormone.
Yeah, I was not thinking straight. I totally forgot. And I was like, what does that stand for? Oh, Holy Ghost hormone?
Human growth hormone, which is, I mean, Steven, now that you didn't like the ending, is it because you didn't understand what HGH meant at the time or had forgotten?
No, it just seemed a good ending before that with them caught, and they're like, and it ties up the story well with Stan in school, and they all have the thing. I do like the whole shirt thing at the end. I just didn't think it was necessary to have Jesus rip apart the Dr. Seuss factory.
Here's what I liked. I mean, they just completely, and here's why that did make sense. A, it's a satire, so it can go in any way you want ultimately. But you know, all the just discrediting Jesus through all of this. And all his miracles. And then just pinning that on HGH.
I think they're just in the mindset of religious detriment right now. I mean, look at the Book of Mormons, their new play. It's amazing. And now they're going into, they go right at Christianity with this Jesus thing.
They did a hair club for men. I mean, come on.
But the way they started this episode, I really liked, because I was wondering, like, who is it going to be? Because I knew they weren't going to do Lance Armstrong right off the bat. When they avoid the name, they're like, oh, I just can't believe in him anymore. Take off your bracelet. Take off your bracelet. I knew they weren't going to do Lance Armstrong, but I was not expecting Jesus. And just discrediting the whole, like, he did those miracles on drugs. Completely discredits. If he wants to revive 3 days later, that's fine, but when he's on drugs and calls it a miracle, that's where it's a lie.
That's right. My favorite was was just the whole notion of how everyone's just so about these braces. I mean, it started off slow, mm-hmm. but again, it just peaked, and it was like they just brought in so much by the end.
Of course, Stan is always the voice of the regular people who are just like, I don't really care.
Here's where I thought, well, I guess, never mind. Randy's the average civilian.
Yeah.
But then again, that's why it makes sense that he went with the crowd of like, I don't believe in Jesus, God. That a-hole, whatever.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the retarded fish for one moment?
Okay, yeah. I didn't. What?
Here's what was funny about the retarded fish and his arguments is because in true fashion, okay, you're not understanding what the hell his arguments are. But at the end, do you have anything else to add? Nope, that's it.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, and that's what that made that funny to me in that moment.
I forgot to write down the name. Who was the interviewer who always, like, butted in?
Charles. Charlie.
No, Charlie Rose was the main guy. Who was the...
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, I can't remember, but it's just that's how every interview goes when people are so, like, diehard on something. Like, what? No, you are not like that. No, Jesus was a thief and a cheater. And it's like, come on, man. It's so true. But I just didn't
understand. Well, especially if we go to those shows, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go on a...
It's like Hardball.
If you go on Bill Maher's show and you're a Republican, you're not going to come out well. If you go on Stephen Colbert's show and you're a Democrat, you're not, you know what I mean? You're going to be bashed.
Yeah.
And obviously, Stephen Colbert's actually playing a persona, but it's still funny.
But seriously, like, if you were still wearing your Livestrong bracelet, because, of course, this is all about Lance Armstrong. If people didn't get the references throughout this entire episode, this is all about the whole situation going on with Lance Armstrong. If you had a Livestrong bracelet and you were wearing it still after, like, what is this, 8 years ago they started? Like, come on, you're not really going to give a crap. You're going to be like, oh, well, I guess I kind of expected it. Why not? You're not going to cut your bracelet off?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't give a crap. Like, come on.
Speaking of bracelets, we have these amazing AfterBuzz TV bracelets.
Exactly. They stand for a SCAS.
That's right. The SCAS is to deliver the greatest after-show entertainment worldwide, and that's to you fans. And what you guys can do to help us deliver the best content is to rate and comment on iTunes, because then you're part of the SCAS.
Yeah, give us performance enhancing 5 stars.
That's right. All right, let's get into Bella Bruce and
okay, where did that come from?
Like, Marissa, is there a crisis in Bella Bruce? Yeah. Or Martin, whoever's in the booth? What the hell's going on in Belarus with farmers? Do we know?
Not there. I don't know if there's a war crisis, but I can check on the agriculture crisis.
Yeah. Just like Bing Belarus and.
Well, I love how that was part of Stan and Jesus talking. Like, nobody even cares about the crisis in Belarus. What?
Where is that?
That's the problem. Nobody even knows where it is. So true.
And then Jesus goes to Belarus. I'm here in Belarus. Well, Jesus, they think that this is just kind of a publicity stunt for you to gain your fans back. Meanwhile, in the background, they're all being shot and tanked to death. And
yeah, I don't really have time to think about that. I've got a lot on my hands right now, so I don't really think about that, to be honest with you.
Well, what are you going to do now that all the Belarus farmers are dead? Huh? What? Oh, shit. How are we doing in the Martin?
We don't know about Belarus yet.
There's no Belarus. There was an airdrop that led to escalating diplomatic crisis between Belarus and Sweden on August 3rd, 2012.
August 3rd, okay. All right, well, you know, who the hell knows what's going on?
Well, there is that Sweden, the honest people of Sweden.
Yes. Let's talk about Stan's Nike commercial. Stand up, baby.
Sir, you're going to have to sit down. The plane's taking off.
No, I will not sit. I stand up. And you can tell the pilot to take off. I mean, just, again, just the idea of Nike, just those things. I mean, that, when I first saw that, and then, well, again, we'll get to Dr. Seuss, but just such a typical Nike commercial.
Well, yeah, it was exactly like most Nike commercials. And the true fashion in which they swoop in and just give you a commercial, it's like, oh, he became somebody. Nike commercial. Here, have it. Well, this is moving fast. Like, are you ready for your Nike commercial, Stan? Yes. That didn't take much thought.
And I love how that's what kind of messes these guys up. they always have, you know, an out of like, well, I just, you know, it just started with the Nike commercial and things just got out of hand.
Well, yeah, it's like, look, it's the same excuse any college football player who gets involved with endorsements uses.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, they bought me a plane ticket, then they started getting me hotel rooms, and then they started...
I love Trey and Matt's ability to come up with, like, denial excuses. You know, I'm going back to the... we just talked Tiger Woods episode, yes. Right? And just how every guy on the planet was able to say, like, it's the money that makes us cheat on our wives.
they blame
it's not us.
What did they kill in that episode? I forgot.
They killed an alien.
They killed the alien because the alien was the cause of...
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
So again, just they have this innate ability to pick up on certain things and just come up with random excuses that do actually make sense and like can cause... I mean, again, just Jesus being interviewed on that and just being able to deny it. And then just... Again, the whole reason that the Belarus crisis is happening, or like in this show, is because Stan's like, hey, we're getting off the focus here, guys.
What about the farmers in Belarus?
Stand up.
And then, what was it? With the whole, you were comparing the Tiger Woods thing, right?
Yeah.
And then they were doing, what was it they were talking about that I thought reminded me of Tiger Woods? Oh, when they enter Stan's classroom and like we have from a very credible and prestigious source that you have been used that you cut your bracelet off. It's like it's the same thing. Tiger Woods, like who was the source that kind of outed Tiger Woods on that? It wasn't. They always said it was like a credible source, and then it's like, oh, it's like a few prostitutes,
and that's exactly what Stan said. Oh, you mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever
you
it was,
old
but
dirty prostitute. It's like, so what? That was kind of inappropriate, Stan. But okay, Butters.
Definitely, and I love how everyone's backing Stan up. Just as a side note, can we talk about the lesson? Celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
Okay, yeah. So, alcohol helps in the bathroom. Drugs helps against Travolta, and then painkillers equals suicide.
Yeah, that's what that got out of it. I mean, have they ever made fun of Dr. Drew before?
I believe there was a good portion of that, unless that's some other show like Family Guy or something. Because I know I've seen an animated short about Dr. Drew being a...
Fair enough. I love how they chose... Yeah, because he's got his new rehab show, and obviously it stems from Celebrity Rehab, but now it's not celebrities. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it's just called Rehab.
Okay, so yeah, this is probably a new dig at Drew. Maybe some foreshadowing to what they're going to bring up in a few new episodes coming up.
Maybe, we'll see. I don't know, I like how they have they have a great ability to bring in random stuff that they want to just talk about that may or may not warrant a full episode, but they can kind of take a dig at it, and, you know, I like their dig at Dr. Drew about this one. Especially with Jeff Conway from Greece, because he committed suicide. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's fucked up. It's just a little bit fucked up.
All right, let's talk about Martin. I'm sure you can find this on southparkstudios.com, but I really want to listen to the Dr. Seuss song from tonight's episode, because the ability to write what they wrote is just so mind-boggling to me, and this is why I give this episode so much credit.
Because it was pretty quick, like the 10-day turnover, 7-day turnover, and
yeah, done. And just like Stan, I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, so totally go into YouTube, type in season 16, episode 13.
A scars for applause.
Yes, a scars for applause. That should bring it up. I mean, that was literally out of left field. That was literally like... Okay, so yeah, they're going to go to the guy making the bracelets. Of course we make the bracelets here. We make scars for your paws.
And I love the animation, so reflective of Dr. Seuss and how they just continued that.
And it is. It's literally just plastic covered in paint with whatever the hell you want on it. Oh, we even have one for being fat. And then you have the one based on boobies.
Yeah, that was funny. That was what I liked about it. Again, if I don't know if this went over people's heads, but the brilliance of it is like if you and the reason why I want to play it is because if you really break it down, they said so much about our culture in those few moments about like how we just do to support a cause is like, I mean, even take Red, right? Mm-hmm. With the Gap thing, right? Is that what it was? Like, okay, buy a shirt that stops AIDS in Africa.
No,
really?
It just gives money to Gap. It's like the bracelets. They make the bracelets, and then you see me down in your corner shop, like, selling the bracelets. It's like, oh, you bought that man, Cartman bought that bracelet for $5. You should feel so sorry for him. It's like, why? The cause is, it's like remember Coney?
Okay.
It's like, what did they do for Coney? They sold these $50 care packages, all right? And the care packages were worth maybe $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay $50 for them. People didn't do their research. Coney was like 12 years ago. Like, he wasn't even doing anything anymore. The Invisible Children was like way, way before that. Nobody even knew where Coney was. So what's this dude? And they had the whole episode about Coney jacking it in San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacking it. Yeah.
Another one of my favorite songs.
Great, great song. But all the money just goes to the people who are trying to promote it. It's like the promotions just bring in the support. Like, I'm surprised that guy didn't get a Nike commercial.
Should have. Do we have that clip up yet? Or are we still just trying to find it?
Do you want to watch it or do you want to hear it?
A little
bit of both?
A little bit of both if you can.
Okay. All
right. You know,
I think it's the right one. It's where they're in the factory.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Definitely.
Okay,
that's the one.
Gotta love how quickly people get this stuff up on YouTube.
Well, it's also on South Park Studios.
How can I be of service?
Let's turn it up a little bit.
Well, we wanted to start new movement, and we thought since your company seems to make all the bracelets.
Ah, I see you're wearing one of our brown scars already. Delightful. What color would you like your new scars to be?
Our scars?
Well, of course. You came for a scars to wear on your paws, and you want others to wear yours upon theirs. I'm confused. Perhaps I should start from the beginning.
I was so nervous where they were going with this.
In modern age, there are those who believe that a cause is a thing to be worn on one's sleeve. And so, we sell a cause. It's called a scars, and wearing a scars gets you lots of applause. We start with some plastic, which is sherped by our Sherpas. Then dip it in colors that show off your purpose. There are green scars for recycling, blue scars for kitties, and pink scars that focus on nothing but titties. Do you hate abortion? Ah, then a white scars is for you. Why not champion your scars with some sparkles and glue? We make scars for this, we make scars for that. Why, there's even a scars for just being fat. What's the matter? Can't think of a scars? How about raising awareness for the hairs in your schnoz? Let's just think of the thing that you care about most. Then let's make it orange like marmalade toast. And now I'd like to say thank you for your coming down. I'm off to go sell these in your little town.
Dude, the hell just happened?
There we go. So yes, very... What did just happen?
I think they basically...
Who started... Was it Liv Strong that started the trend?
It was...
Of scars?
It was Liv Strong. Definitely was Liv Strong. And then after Liv Strong came, we had the Red. Of course, he had the Red for the AIDS movement. And then...
But bracelets specifically.
Bracelets specifically.
There was one for Red?
There was definitely one for Red.
All right.
And then there was... Even Nike just has their own...
Yeah, they just have a Nike one.
What is it? Orange or something? Yeah, and then... I mean, I love the fact that the person who is the biggest asshole in this show is Cartman, right?
Yeah.
And... At the very beginning, it just shows him, like, you're ready to cut off your thing? And he pulls up his arms, and he has, like, 7 or 8 on each arm, and they have to find, he's like, wait, that one. There we go. Cut that one off. It's like, they're all the same, man. I mean, you're wearing a freaking piece of plastic on your wrist.
But again, that's why they picked Cartman, because he, yeah, again, a person who doesn't really give a crap can just go out and buy one of the, yeah, of course.
Well, it's...
And it gives cause for people to be like, oh, what's that bracelet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I wear my AfterBuzz one. Sad, you know, it's part of it's like, oh, what's that bracelet? Oh, it's an AfterBuzz bracelet.
Conversation topic.
Yeah.
That's what college douches use it for.
This actually saves children in Africa. Oh, does it? Yeah. Yeah, I don't
After
do anything
we give them
for.
Buzz cuts. That's what it means. After the buzz cut, it saves them.
Yes. I was specifically referring to ours, of course. I was just saying in general.
Well, I was.
I mean...
Were you expecting to see Jesus in the Swedish guy's house?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought that was pretty good. Like,
I love the annoying wife. That was just another great thing.
Do you want me to change the channel, or do you want me to, like, create your own channel for you? No, I'll just change the channel. Thanks, sweetie. It's like, and then Jesus and them, do you want me to make you kartoffeloaf and bratwurst? And it's like, the next scene, he's making them kartoffeloaf and bratwurst. It's like, oh, God.
Here's another great dig that they kind of did. The idea of press conferences.
Oh, God.
Like, the fact that no one can ever be truthful at these. And as Kyle says it, like, dude, you just got to Bill Clinton this. I had, you know what I mean? Like, just, if you just go on air, say the most, just basically do your thing. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger did. I'm surprised they didn't, like, do anything with him, where he just said, I am deeply sorry.
I am deeply sorry.
Like the BP oil, or DP oil spill that they did with Terry.
Sorry.
What would you like me to do? Make another I'm sorry video?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But then
sorry.
People forget about it.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Do people really think that's sincere? Because it's so insincere. Nobody.
It's such a douchebag thing to do, but.
We found traces of super glue. And not only that, but we found highlighter marker. Like, what? Can't you just say it? Can't you just say it?
No.
Press conference is the most, like.
It's like when provided with insurmountable evidence, you should probably just kind of give in if it's true.
You should, but then the other team, like, why does it have to be so scientific? Why can't you just be like, hey, listen, the test results are in, and he's a liar. We found this and that. Why does it have to be? Well, first, just the whole idea of press conferences. Again, Jesus, like, well, I don't really focus on that. You know, I know a lot of people have been saying human growth hormone. I'm not using that. I'm really focused on this. But if I was doing them, so were the other prophets.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
I wasn't, but they were.
And they wouldn't even admit it to each other. It's like, Jesus, did you really use human growth hormone? No, I didn't. No. It's like, did you cut your bracelet? Oh, they kept doing that.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I mean, why would anyone do something? No. No.
All right, let's talk about the ending, because I know you know what the shirt reference meant.
Yes.
So, by the way, this was totally out of left field. But a great, again, just a nice way to really end it in a what the hell just happened kind of way. Where Jesus is a hero again.
Yeah, Jesus is the hero again. And, well, it's funny how the Dr. Seuss guy leaves and everyone's covered in, like, head to toe in these causes. Like, now you're covered in your scouses.
Yeah.
But, no, like, Jesus goes, takes the Holy Ghost hormone. Yeah.
Okay.
Trademark Stephen Lemieux, 2012. And totally goes and rips to shit the factory.
For scars.
And shoves the scars guy into the bracelet maker and grinds him up.
And I thought, again, right up until where Jesus took off his shirt, could have had a nice moment about, like, you know what? We all need to stop giving a crap about scars and give in to causes.
Yeah.
And it was going nice.
Until, yeah.
Until, do you know the band?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good choice to use that cause right there for the one pack that.
What is the explain this, because I'm unfamiliar with this.
I'm semi familiar with it.
Okay.
But what happened was there was a ban in Russia. Russia's trying to promote themselves to be a little bit more democratic in a way, like they're a little bit more accepting of free speech. So a band wrote a song that kind of had free speech in it.
You can go. And we're an explicit podcast. You can go ahead and say it.
The band kind of talked shit about the government.
Okay.
And lo and behold, they fucking throw the band in jail for the rest of their fucking lives. So now everyone's wearing Free Pussy Riot t-shirts to get the band free. It's the newest. I'm sure they have bracelets. I absolutely am sure they fucking have bracelets for this.
I see. And the band's called Pussy?
The band is called Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Pussy Riot. So even people who don't know about the band, like, they see a shirt that says Free Pussy Riot, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they get a laugh out of that.
Yeah.
But then you're wondering what the hell it is. You Google it and you're like, what the fuck? Like, the Russian government threw a band in jail for free speech right after giving a press release or whatever they have there about, we are liking to express freedom of speeches lately.
Interesting. Well, see, I did not know that. So this actually makes the episode even more complete for me.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. But
much better than last week's.
I like last week's, but hey, you know. Teach his own. All right. Well, unless you have any random thoughts that you want to plug in, I think it's time to get straight into predictions.
Yes, I like predictions. They're pretty predictable.
Let's do that. I don't know if they're predictable with this show.
No, they're not. AfterBuzz TV predictions. Okay, I have a big one I wrote down halfway through the show.
What's that?
Okay, so not to get into politics too much, but...
We should see a politics episode. I think we will.
But in the politics episode, there's a lot of shit going on with, I mean, even on the Obama side, but a lot of people with the Romney thing. Their campaign, the people who are doing the campaign, are really fucking shit up to a point. Okay, they had, there's two scandals, like supposed scandals for the political start. One of them is they went to the whole what is it called? I can't even think of it.
Well, describe it.
Like you're trying... They did it.
What do we got?
Okay, remember...
Is it a noun?
Remember what Jesus was trying to do? Make a public...
Announcement.
Public statement? Like
PSA.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay, well, so PSA.
Well, they were trying to do that by having Romney and... or having Paul Ryan actually go to a homeless shelter to feed the homeless and whatever.
Yeah.
And clean dishes and stuff. And... They went there after all the homeless people had left and, like, had their own homeless people come in to feed them and do, like, one bowl and then clean one dish and then leave.
Yeah, of course.
And it actually cost the homeless shelter money. To put that on, which put them out of business.
Wow.
Put a soup kitchen out of business. And then just 2 days ago, they had a plan. They only planned a trip to a small town 3 days prior. With a whole donate food to our cause. We'll try to get food for all these victims of Sandy and everything. And it was only 3 days, so they didn't have time to get a lot of food. So the campaign trail goes to Walmart and buys $5,000 worth of food and puts it on the table behind Romney while he's talking. And while people are coming into the stadium, is giving them food that they can hand to him to donate to his campaign. So he's donating to his own campaign.
Interesting.
So I think that they're going to have a lot of...
You know what? They could also do the Donald Trump $5 million deal for Obama. That would be funny.
That would be great.
If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's just look up Donald Trump, important message to the president or something like that, major announcement. Anyway, it's been fun. Stephen Lemieux, where can we find you?
You can find me at Stephen Lemieux or Facebook/STUVEN.
Support his cause. That's right. We now say cause because causes are over. You can find me here at AfterBuzz TV. And, of course, listen to all of our other great AfterBuzz TV shows. For example, Stephen is going to be doing American Horror Story.
In about 5 minutes.
All right. Until next time.
For an hour.
In the words of John Barrett. We'll catch you next time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.